It's Eaton Time with Belton Johnson for the Saskatchewan Cattle Association.
All righty, here we are, 11 o'clock or just after on a Friday, which can only mean one thing. We're getting A, close to lunch, and B, where's Belton Johnson? How are you, Belton?
I'm doing good. How about yourself there?
Good to have you here on a windy day. Gosh, your flag football team can't catch a break. I don't know, are you guys supposed to be practicing this weekend?
Oh, we got games this weekend, and if it was up to me, we're playing no matter what, but again, we'll wait to see what happens here. I
mean, yeah, well, the wind, boy, yesterday, it would have been pretty tough for the quarterback throwing the ball in that wind.
and you know what? I do pay attention to things like that. You know, pick up the grass off the field, see which way that wind blowing. And last week we got an interception because the ball hung in the air too long. So
you do the old golfer's trick, do you? You pinch the grass. I like it. I like it. Well, the Riders, we're getting close here. We've got a Rider game, a preseason game on Monday. Have you been following along with the camp at all, how things are going?
Oh, I've been following along very well. And, you know, for me, Evan, it's, you know, those guys in the trenches. And more particularly, I'm looking at the D-line. I want to see what that crew is going to do because, you know, Coach Macy likes rotating those guys and, you know, keeping them fresh. So, with the old guys leaving, some, you know, we lost a lot of guys there on the D line, and see what these new guys are going to bring.
Yeah, it's an exciting time of the year, but I think a lot of fans are also wanting to replicate what we saw last year. And even though there are some returning players, there's also a number of new players, so it's going to be interesting. That's the beauty of a preseason game. We get to see some different combos and maybe even see different quarterbacks. I mean, that's all part of it.
That's absolutely part of it. And because, you know, from year to year, you know, I always tell people things change. It always does, right? The communication, new coaches, not saying the Riders have any new coaches, but just the new players and that chemistry, right? You got to get that chemistry right heading into the new season.
Right. We're chatting today with Belton Johnson. It's Eating Time. But before we get to It's Eating Time, I want to talk about so last weekend, the CNIB, Saskatchewan CNIB, had a very successful fundraiser called the Guide Dogs with a Purpose Gala. It raises money for guide dogs in the province, and we even had a couple of guests on the show to talk about how life-changing it is for people to have a guide dog. You, as you always are, so generous, donated basically a smoked brisket as part of a prize package. You like doing this, Belton?
Oh, I love doing it. And for me, it's about giving back, Evan. You know, the community here has given me so much. I don't mind fundraisers. And again, giving back. And I love cooking and I love eating, love socializing. So it all goes well for me.
So here was the package, and it was part of the live auction. It was called It's Eating Time. Very original name for the package, but it's Eaton Time. And so here's what it was. There was a beautiful Weber barbecue. This was like a $3,000 barbecue donated by Northern Fireplace. So that right there was part of the package. And whoever was the successful bidder in the live auction gets basically an incredible backyard meal for them and a bunch of their friends and a brisket smoked by the one and only Belton Johnson. And John and Sula Burwell were the ones that won that auction. We've already picked the date. We're going to their place in Regina on May the 30th. And I get to come along, and I don't even know how I got in on this package because I don't do any of the cooking, but I'm there to enjoy the food.
Hey, we're both going to be there to enjoy the food.
Yeah. Yeah, but you have to do some work. I just I feel like kind of a freeloader just showing up.
Don't feel that way, Evan.
Well, last year, you remember, we were at Joe and Les Cardiff's place. Same sort of thing. Yes. You brought your biscuit. We had all these great side dishes as well, and it ended up being an incredible day.
Oh, and I'm looking forward to May 30th being an incredible day as well.
Yeah, it'll be fun. So again, congrats to John and Sula. Thank you very much for supporting the cause. And Belton and I look forward to being there on May the 30th. It's just that Belton has a little work to do prior to then. I'll show up with my, It's eating time, Bib, if nothing else.
There you go, Evan.
Hey, I got to tell you one other quick thing. As soon as we're done your recipe, which I can't wait to get to, garlic and herb steak bites, as soon as we're done that, we were delivered, and this is a bit of a long story, but we were delivered delicious butter tarts to the studio today.
Oh, I love butter tarts, Evan.
Well, maybe you should come in and see me in studio every once in a while. We did a segment on butter tarts on the show a little while ago, and it was a big success. And anyway, the guest that we had on sent us some of his butter tarts to try. So we're going to try it when we're done chatting with you. So
what about me, Evan?
Well, I could put one in the fridge for you. All right, Belton, it's eating time. What are we doing today?
So today, Evan, as you state there, we're doing garlic herb steak bites. This is one of the recipes I like to use for appetizers there and everything. The first thing we're going to do, we're going to get that smoker cranked up to 350 degrees. Next, we're going to get your choice of steak, whether it's a sirloin or New York strip ribeye, and you want to cut it into cubes, in the bite-sized cubes.
Okay.
Next, we're going to do is combine the cube steak pieces in a bowl with olive oil, garlic powder, fresh garlic, onion powder, salt, and pepper. We're going to get that all mixed up, blended well. And I like to let it sit for, 30 minutes, or, you know me, Evan, I like to let things sit 24 hours kind of
day. I was going
to
say, you would do them ahead of time and put them in the fridge, would you not?
I would, because I want that garlic to go right through, because I don't, we're going to scare off any kind of vampires.
Okay, I'm with you.
So we get that, let it marinate there and everything. The next thing we're going to do, you know me, I'm a big fan of cast iron skillet, so we're going to put that cast iron skillet on the smoker, let it get nice and hot. And once it's nice and hot, we're going to add on the marinated steak bites. And I like to let them, put them in the skillet there. And, try not to touch them for a couple minutes there, maybe 2 to 3 minutes, because want to build that crust and everything to sear it on the outside there. And once we have it seared, we've got that crust built, we're going to let them continue to cook for a couple more minutes there. And for me, till that desired doneness and everything, because again, they're bite sized, so it won't take them long to cook, right?
You're going to need a few of these, Belton.
Oh, we're going to need a few of them. And now my favorite part here is, once they're, done to your liking there and everything, next we're going to add in butter, Evan.
Even the way you say butter.
We're going to add that butter to the skillet. And, we're going to stir, mix it to coat there with the steak bites and add in some fresh parsley and everything there, Evan.
Okay.
And once we got that all mixed and well together there, and again, I like to use these as appetizers. So I usually have a toothpick and serve it and everything, but you can make a sandwich or, you could serve it as a dinner entree with potatoes, rice, veggies.
I didn't have a toothpick in my hand. I had a fork, but go ahead, Belton. What, Belton?
Guess what? It's eating time, man.
It's eating time. I love it. These sound great. I love these as an appetizer. I love this is an easy to do menu. The way you've laid it out there, the recipe is pretty easy to follow.
And the other thing, with the steak bites, if you got a, hoagie bun or, some bread there, I'd like to use a little bit of cheese with some onions, garlic, sauteed there.
Yeah.
With the steak bites. Oh boy, Evan.
It's giddy up. I like it. Okay, Belton. Well, thanks for sharing garlic herb steak bites. Sorry you're not here for this taste test of the butter tarts, but we'll connect again soon. Have a great long weekend, my friend.
Have a great long weekend, Evan.
All right. Belton Johnson, it's eating time. So Nicole Garn, who normally doesn't come in right after the Belton Johnson, but Nicole is the executive producer of the Evan Bray Show. And Nicole, we have treats here.
We do. Our friend John Meisner from Ontario, he actually reached out to us and told us that he has this national proclamation he wants to make. He wants to make April 19th National Butter Tart Day. John has worked a number of jobs, but he's recently found himself to kind of be like a food critic.
Yeah.
He does a bit of butter tart taste testing.
I was going to say, isn't he a judge for butter tart competitions?
He is. And he actually ate one that was so bad he decided we need a national holiday to protect the butter tart.
The butter tart. So he baked, he lives in Ontario.
Yes.
Baked these butter tarts.
He did.
Some have raisins, some don't. I've opted for one without raisins. And he sent them to us.
He did. And it's like a well over 100-year-old recipe. It's very simple, no processed things. We've got the recipe here. Maybe I can share it on our Facebook.
Okay, let's do that. This is a thick crust.
It is, and that's important to John. He said if it's got to be a thick crust, it's got to have a buttery taste, and because if not, it's just a tart.
Can we eat this?
Yeah.
On live on air?
I think so.
Okay, let's do it. Oh, my gosh. Frank, you don't know what you're missing here. This is a good. So I opted for one, no raisin. Do you take a raisin?
I did.
Okay. I know it doesn't mix eating food on the radio.
No.
But
they're delicious.
Oh my gosh, they are absolutely delicious. If you're a butter tart fan, this recipe, just because you have the recipe, no guarantee you're going to get it exactly the same, but we need to share this recipe. And by the way, if you want to sign the petition to declare a national butter tart date. What was the date? April 19th?
April 19th, yes.
And what is the significance of that date?
So the significance behind that is a woman named Mary McLeod. She's the first person on record that we have who created the butter tart recipe. Yeah. And she actually unfortunately died on April 19th. So that's why John decided to go with that day.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, it's a great recipe. If you want to sign the petition, you can actually go to ourcommons.ca, click on the petitions page, and vote for or sign the petition to have established a national butter tart day.
There's only about 80 signatures from Saskatchewan for that petition, so I think we gotta sign it.
I'm telling you, we should end It's Eating Time with a little butter tart every week. Nicole, thanks for popping in.
Thank you.
You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.